words appear. Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway? Present. In association with Sterling Creation, Dining with Donna. Sponsored by VIP Tech.
Hello there, it's Donna J. Jodhan, and welcome to the third week of Dining with Donna for the month of June. I'm so happy to be here with you once more, and I'd like to thank my dear friend Victor Gouvia for giving me this opportunity to be with you. I've been with you since last September, and we had a little break in April and May, and now we're back on board for June. I want to apologize first of all for last week's bonus recipe, which was a frozen fruit salad, and I may have mucked things up toward the end. I want to apologize for that, but if you are interested in receiving this bonus recipe, I would be more than happy to send it to you. Okay, so it's the month of June, and I hope everyone is having a great old time with the summer. June has been a really, really nice month thus far, and I'm totally enjoying it. And I hope that the recipes that I am bringing to you are ones that you can, you know, try out or give it a good go for the month of June. It's summertime, and it's all the nice things of summer, desserts and salads and barbecues and all kinds of things, you know. So, you know, I think it's a great way for us to enjoy and relax ourselves by being in the kitchen. And a recipe is yours if you create it from scratch. Or it can be yours if you change an existing recipe. No problem with that. There's nothing wrong in changing someone's recipe and adding or deleting your own ingredients, okay? And there's absolutely nothing wrong in taking one's recipe verbatim and trying it out. So you have two ways. Either you create your own, you change someone's recipe, that's number two. Oh, and number three is if you decide to take it verbatim. So there are three ways. I love to create and I love to change, but I also love to take one's recipe that they have tried and, you know, go in there, go into my kitchen, either on my own or with family and friends, and try things out. So, welcome again to my Dining with Donna. It's week three for the month of June. And again, if you would like to send me any thoughts, suggestions, or feedback, please do not hesitate by sending me an email to askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. askdonnaonblindlife@gmail.com. And I got something else for you. If you would like to share any information about yourself, about someone else, about anything going on in your neighborhood or your community, you can reach over 12,000 ready-made users by sending me an email to Ask Donna on Blind Life with your announcement or what you would like me to say. And I would be pleased to put this on two of my shows, the Ask Donna show and this show, the Dining with Donna show. Your ad, as I would call it, would run once on Ask Donna and once on Dining with Donna. No more than 150 words. And if I approve it, when you send it to Ask Donna on Blind Life at gmail.com, when I approve it, I will let you know, and I will invite you to make a payment of $5 to PayPal at donnajodhan.com. That's PayPal, P-A-Y-P-A-L, at donnajodhan.com. This money or funds will go to helping me to continue my Ask Donna show and my Dining with Donna show. And it'll give you an opportunity to reach thousands of ready-made users. So how about it? All right. Are we ready to get down to business for this week? And for this week, it is lemon blueberry cake. Yum, yum, yum. And again, I have a family member who brought this to me a few weeks ago. And she gave me this recipe. And I am trying it out tomorrow. But because it was so yummy and delicious, I'm going to share it with you. So here are the implements that you will need in order to make this recipe. Here goes. Measuring cups, a 13 by 9 inch baking pan, a wire rack, a large bowl, an implement for beating, an implement for spreading, a toothpick or a skewer, and you must have this, paper towels. And I'm always reiterating and encouraging folks to do this. Before you start any recipe, please gather your implements on your countertop so that you don't have to go scurrying around looking for stuff when you decide what you want to do. Organization is the magic word. So gather your implements on your countertop. And next, let's look at the ingredients that you're going to need, okay? All right. Ingredients. 1 package, about 18 ounces of lemon cake mix. Okay? 1 package, about 18 ounces of lemon cake mix. 1 package of, you know, it should be about for 4 servings of lemon pie pudding mix. Okay? Let me say that again. It's a package of lemon pudding, lemon pie, or an instant pudding mix. It packaged to be big enough for 4 servings. 4 eggs. 3/4 cup of water. 1 cup of vegetable or canola oil. 1 cup of fresh blueberries, and divide this cup into 2 equal parts. Okay, now we're ready to bake. Okay, preheat your oven to 350 degrees. Spray your baking pan with non-stick cooking spray. Combine your cake mix, your pudding mix, your water, and your vegetable oil in 1 large bowl. Okay? And your eggs. Okay? So combine all these. Your cake mix, your pudding mix, your eggs, and your water into 1 large bowl. Right? Now you beat this mixture for 1 to 2 minutes, or until it is well blended. Okay? Beat for 1 to 2 minutes or until it is well blended. Gently fold in 1/2 cup of the blueberries. Okay? Spread the batter in the prepared pan and after you've this, and then you sprinkle with the remaining 1/2 cup of your previous blueberries, okay? Let me just say this again. After you've beaten for 1 to 2 minutes or until it is well blended, fold in 1/2 cup of your blueberries, okay? And after that, spread your batter in your pan and sprinkle the rest of the blueberries on top of this mixture. Bake for 20 to 25 minutes or until you can put a toothpick or a skewer in the middle of your cake and make sure it comes out clean. If it comes out clean, you know that your cake is done. Cool completely in the pan on a wire rack, okay? And guess what? This makes 12 to 16 servings. Doesn't that sound nice? Okay? I think it does. It sounds really nice. I think it's a great way to have a summer dessert. Easy to make. Presto. Your guests will enjoy it. So now let me go on to the next segment of my Dining with Donna show. And it's a bonus recipe for you for this week, okay? I chose this because I think a lot of people are barbecuing for the summer, okay? And I think you'll enjoy my bonus recipe. Okay. It's honey garlic spare ribs. And here's what you will need. 3 to 5 pounds of pork spare ribs. Garlic salt. 1/2 cup of honey. 1 quarter cup of soy sauce. 2 tablespoons of packed brown sugar. 2 tablespoons of cider vinegar. 2 cloves of garlic, and it's 2 cloves of minced garlic, 1/8 teaspoon of pepper, and this is optional. You don't have to have the pepper, but I like my pepper, so 1/8 teaspoon of pepper. Sprinkle your spare ribs with garlic salt. So you sprinkle your asparagus with garlic salt, arrange in your baking pan, and after you've done this, you cover with foil. And then you bake for 1 hour at 325 degrees, okay? So again, you sprinkle the ribs with garlic salt, or with salt, arrange it in your pan, cover with foil, and bake for 1 hour at 325 degrees, okay? Now, what you do after this is that you drain your spare ribs. Make sure you drain them. And, you know, make sure that your ribs are tender. Even after the hour, it may not be as tender as you would like, but make sure that it is tender. And then in your saucepan, combine the other ingredients that I mentioned to you, right? And then you you know, make sure that these ingredients are fully, you know, meshed with each other. You then sprinkle these ingredients over, or this mixture, or this sauce over your spare ribs. Okay? And then you bake again. You then bake it uncovered. After you sprinkle your sauce over your ribs, bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes. Okay, so it's a two-stage thing for you here. You first bake your ribs with just the salt. You sprinkle the salt over the ribs, arrange it in your baking pan. You bake for an hour at 325 degrees. Okay, make sure it is tender. You drain your ribs when this is done. Then you make a sauce out of the other ingredients that I have mentioned to you. And then, you know, you make a sauce in your saucepan. Make sure that it is all meshed together, all mixed together. It should not take more than 5 minutes. And then you pour it over your spare ribs. And again, you bake your spare ribs, this time uncovered, for 30 minutes. And this should really be yummy and delicious, okay? Apologies for the little hesitancies here, but I want to make sure that I'm giving you the right thing. This makes 4 to 6 servings. So, you have a fruit cake or cake that I have just given you. And now you have honey garlic spare ribs, all right? Good. Here comes the third segment of my show. And I have some tips on the kitchen for you. How to clean glassware. Add 1/4 cup of white vinegar to your dishwasher. Hot vinegar will help to remove paint spots from your glassware. Okay? This will make your glasses sparkle. Trust me, I've done it, I've tried it, and it works. Okay? And to take off stubborn stains from the inside of your glass, you again repeat this process in your dishwasher, okay? And if you're trying to do this to your glass vases, if you want to take off stubborn stains from the inside of your glass vases, dampen the interior of your glasses, dampen the inside of your vases with any toilet bowl cleaner. No, I'm not joking. Dampen the interior of your vases with some toilet bowl cleaner and leave it for 5 to 10 minutes, and then the stains or film will disappear. This works. This does work. I'm telling you, it does. So again, the two tips I have for you as to how to deal with glassware, how to clean it. Put it into your dishwasher with 1/4 cup of white vinegar, hot vinegar, and make sure that it washes clearly and all of your stains will come off your glass. And for vases, dampen the interior of your vases, pour in some toilet bowl cleaner, leave for 5 to 10 minutes, and presto, it works. Okay? And here's another tip for you for today. All right. Here, you want to learn how to clean your grater? I have a tip for you. Use a pastry brush to brush lemon rind from cheese or onions or lemon rind. I apologize for this. I'm not doing a good job of giving you these tips this week, but here goes again. If you want to clean your grater, take a pastry brush to clean onions, cheese, or lemon rind out of your grater. Okay? And that would do the trick for you. All right, folks, this is it for me for this week. I apologize if I've been hesitating a bit. I'm still getting back into the groove of my shows. It's not an excuse. It's just an apology. I hope you enjoyed my show today. I want to thank you for having tuned in, listened in. Thank you, Victor. I hope you get to try out my dessert as well and my barbecue ribs. And I wish everyone a great day, a great week. And I will be with you again next week. Take care now. Bye-bye.
You can catch Dining with Donna Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific on Whose Blind Life Is It Anyway?